Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
So as you heard Kurt Darling discuss in the top of the hour news, Rahman Shackelford from the General Assembly, running for mayor as a Democrat, there's a primary. She's challenging Joe Hogsett. She has put out part of her plan, part of her policy initiatives. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. And of course, you've got people running on the Democrat side. You've got people running on the Republican side. Abdul Hakeem Shabazz, who you've heard here on WIBC, he's running. Jefferson Shreve, you're hearing those ads. He's running on the Republican side. You've got Robin Shackelford running as a Democrat, putting forth her first policy proposals. And what are they about? Public safety and police reform. You can find the story at WIBC.com. Outlining, as part of her plan, reestablishing the public safety director and increasing base pay for IMPD salaries. There's something fascinating at play here. And if I had the opportunity to do an interview with Representative Shackelford, I would gladly do it. The fact that we may disagree about a million things would probably make it more fascinating. And whoever the new mayor is, and yes, I'm hoping for a new mayor, I hope that they're actually willing to engage conversation. This mayor's office still has the audacity to say, hey, breakfast with the mayor. Don't forget, you can only have a paper and a pencil. You can't actually record the mayor. No video, no audio, no nothing, just pad and pencil. They tell you this every time. And the media of Indianapolis says, okay, and they show up to these meetings. Who is he to tell you how you're allowed to engage with an elected official? What the hell? What is wrong? I've got more on this. Oh, I've got more on this. I'll get to that later. I'll hold. The public safety director was a position, he was a civilian, right? We've got it written here, a civilian job. You'd oversee police and fire departments. When Joe Hogsett came into office, he said, I'm the law and order guy. And you could hear the spurs go clink, 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 clink. Like he's Eastwood. And I'm gonna make everything nice and safe. Things nice and safe? No, they are not. But the IBJ reported that things are getting better. Stop it. Stop it. You want to talk about a level of trending downward? I'm overjoyed. If you think things are good in the city, you're silly. So we should be honest with each other. And how do we address these things? And if things were getting better, why in the world would you have Democrats running against a Democrat saying we need to enhance public safety? All I'm doing is bringing the data, guys. Don't hate the player, hate the game. Or you can hate the player. I don't care. So she wants to reestablish the public safety director. And she wants to increase the pay, the base pay to $65,000 to remain competitive and recruit more officers. The question I would ask her is, how do you square the circle with the people who normally vote for Democrats and I would argue progressives like yourself who have pushed the concept of defund the police on local and national levels? How do you engage with them? I'm letting her know that I'm going to ask that question in exactly that way because I'm curious. I really am. How are you going to do that? But isn't it fascinating that the first move for the person who is most probably left of Joe Hogsett is to talk about the need for more cops and public safety? I don't know about you, but I find that fascinating. I will get into more of that. And Senator John Kennedy, man, he is the gift that keeps on giving, not only because of the quips, but because he's intellectually curious and he really exposes the people who are not. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.